Hello, and welcome back. I'm bringing you today's literacy word of the day, day 10. Today, we're tackling a term you've probably heard if you have young readers, thought words. But what exactly are they? And why are they so incredibly important for developing fluent readers? Simply put, thought words are words that readers are encouraged to recognize instantly, on sight, without having to sound them out. These aren't just any words. They are typically the most common words in the English language. Think of words like thee or the, and, is, a or a, to, in, it, you get the idea. Many thought words are also what we call non-phonetic or irregular words. This means they don't always follow the standard phonetic rules that children learn. For example, the word said doesn't sound like it's spelled. If a child tried to sound out said, they'd likely get said. That's why memorizing these words are so crucial. About 80% of our reading are sight words. Therefore, to be a fluent reader, it is vital to be fluent in sight word recognition. So why the big emphasis on recognizing these words instantly? Well, it all comes down to reading fluency and comprehension. Imagine you're driving a car, and every time you see a stop sign, you have to pull over, open a manual, and figure out what the octagon shape and the letters S-T-O-P mean. It would be an incredibly slow, frustrating, and ultimately dangerous drive. It's really similar with reading. If a child has to stop and sound out every single word, especially those common ones that appear multiple times in every sentence, their reading becomes choppy, slow, and laborious. This effort takes up so much mental energy that there's very little left for understanding what they're actually reading. They might decode all the words but completely miss the meaning of the story. When a child learns to recognize sight words instantly, it frees up their cognitive resources. They can glide over the and the and is, dedicating all their mental energy to decoding less common words and, most importantly, to grasping the overall message, plot, and characters. This instant recognition builds fluency, which is the ability to read accurately, quickly, and with expression. And fluency is the bridge to comprehension. So whether you call them sight words, high-frequency words, or even star words, their role is undeniable. They are the scaffolding that supports early readers, helping them build speed, confidence, and most importantly, a deep understanding of language and strong literacy skills. And that is the goal. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Leanne Jenkins, and I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow for day 11. See you later. Bye.